The Floor is Lava on Netflix, and it popped out during 2020, and I'm like, what in the F? Because we all played it as a kid, right?
Uh-huh.
Hell, I may have played it on mushrooms as an adult.
Right. Like,
whatever. It seems to pass the time. Right. But the idea now that we have this great CGI, and it's kind of so it's a part American Ninja Warrior, you know, part ridiculous, part play acting, little kid play acting,
yeah.
But for people go crazy.
Yeah,
they just go. I remember watching it during COVID and just staring at the TV on this. Okay. This
and
is where we're at.
It's in its third season. People
yes.
freaking love it.
You know what? Nobody argues.
Yeah.
It seems to be. And sometimes you can tell that people are glad their teammates have fallen into the lava. You really
get like... Born April 22nd in Birmingham, Alabama, and raised in Peachtree City, Georgia. A graduate of the University of Georgia, he is a racing analyst and television host who you've seen on such shows as Top Gear, numerous NASCAR shows, and can currently be seen as the host of the Netflix game show now in its third season, Floor is Lava. Please welcome, Rutledge Wood.
Hey Rutledge, welcome to the show, man.
Good morning. Guys, I gotta start. I have a question I've been dying to ask. Is this the Johnny Dare that once sold my friend Clint Boyer one of the baddest Mercuries I've ever seen?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that is absolutely true.
Brother, that thing is amazing. I have tried to buy that from Clint a handful of times, and he always says, number one, it's not for sale. Number two, I can't afford it. And he's right about both of them. Dude, that is amazing.
Dude, I sold it to him. I thought it was done. That's the most ridiculous idea I ever had. Like, it was done, and he saw it, and he bought it, and then God only knows how much more money he put in that thing. And it's unbelievable.
Well, it's funny. This is really it's the perfect culmination, because a lot of people I've been on the radio with today, we've been talking about Floor is Lava. Dale Earnhardt Jr. really wants to put a team together, and I said Clint Boyer would be perfect on there. Because y'all know, if you've seen the show, you need this, like, you need a pinch of athleticism with a pinch of crazy, and I think that's two things Clint Boyer has.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, when his first was born, I sent him a flamethrower as a baby shower present.
Of course, because that's what every dad needs is a flamethrower.
Dude, you talk next time you're over. Talk him into breaking that thing out. It'll dump 3 gallons of gas. I bet you 40 seconds. You can empty the whole thing.
That's impressive.
Dude,
that's impressive.
Hey, listen, what's impressive, besides even the Floor is Lava, is your love of cars, dude. I was looking through your list of this stuff. Do you still have that COE?
I sold the last cab over. I sold to Joey Logano. I'm trying to think. I've sold something to Clint, or we tried. He may have been trying to get that cab over, too. And then I've had a couple step vans. I got one for sale right now at Streetside Classic in Atlanta. But, yeah, I think that's why Clint and I have always gotten along so well, because we love a little bit of everything. You know, I've never been into just one thing. Now, I'm a huge Toyota guy. It's always what I could work on, what I could love and enjoy. And so on the passion side, especially on, like, crazy turbo cars, Toyota is where my heart beats. But, like, right now I'm building the 72 K5 Blazer. I really want to build an old Caprice Donk that is a Floor is Lava theme. Because I don't know if y'all, I know, I've seen a few Donks in Kansas City. I love the ridiculousness of
absolutely
taking an old car, putting these gigantic wheels on it. And now, you know, when I drove one on Top Gear, I had a 76 Caprice that was ridiculous. But now the power that people are putting in these things, you know, from Donk Masters and kind of the turbo LSs and everything else, it's insane what people are running with these. So I would love to make one that handles and looks ridiculous, like it's on fire from some lava. I think that would be cool.
Sure. And there's so much to do. And you're right, cars are a weird sickness, and it's a very specific kind of sickness. I love motorcycles, and I'll collect those. And then cars I had to lay off of because I simply don't have the garage room. But, you know, I'm like, it's a specific, I'm like 62 Lincoln Continental suicide doors hard top. Like, you know, a 53 to 54 Chevy pickup truck. You know, there's very specific, a 70, like you've got a 70 Dodge Challenger or Charger. And I was a 71 Dodge Challenger I was super into.
Oh, man. They're where it's at. Well, I think that's why I think secretly you'll love the Floor is Lava, especially this season 3. So they asked me kind of like what's at home in my garage, and we started talking about different projects. There's a Porsche 356 that is in the lava and plays a huge role in people getting out of this twisted garage setup I have. But also, like, my drums are there, and people, like, there's, it's cool to see how many things we kind of worked in that is stuff that I'm actually into, like playing drums, the Porsche 356 body, which, of course, you know, I still tried to figure out could I save it. But, you know, with the lava, it was too hot. I couldn't save it.
Well,
but,
the lava deal, you know, have you worked with any of that EL paint, that electroluminescent paint?
I have not, but I've certainly seen it and how it works. It's pretty bonkers.
Well, think about the lava business you could do on a car with that.
That's a great point. Again, floor. Maybe we build a donk and it just submerges from the lava, just like the lava lamp when you win.
Right.
It comes out of the top of this insane volcano we have now. Maybe we'll just put my donk up there.
Dude, actually, we make the inside one giant lava lamp.
This feels like season four. Is really, I think we're writing it stuff, y'all.
Dude, this is all we do. There's all these guys I hang out with that fabricate stuff, that build things, you know, that have that weird vibe. Like, you just, all you do is just think, what should we do today? Like, this is a completely side note of by the way, we're here talking about The Floor is Lava on Netflix, debuting Friday, the third season. But this, what do they call it? A tensegrity table? Do you know what I'm talking about? That they build them on the chains, and the one side is heavy enough that when it comes up as a table, it's a rigid table, but it's absolutely on chains are the only thing holding it up. You have to look it up for yourself, but it's tensegrity.
Oh, yes. I have seen those. Those are insane.
Yeah, so we were talking about trying to build one this weekend. We're like, we could do this. Like, we could definitely do this, man.
Yeah, we could. We got a weekend, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We can knock that out.
But that's that never-ending, let's see what we can do thing. And that's why that, you know, The Floor is Lava in 20, it hit at the perfect time. I'm not sure if it would even have the success it has today if it was such a moment in time. We're stuck in our houses, and it is part of our childhood, but it's ridiculous enough, and it's relief, right?
Well, I think you're totally right. We had 37 million viewers in the first month of Floor is Lava coming out, and I can't tell you how many places. I mean, it's everywhere I go. You know, it used to be people knew me from NASCAR and all the stuff I do for NBC Sports, and certainly Top Gear has been a huge thing, but it feels like everywhere I go, everyone knows Floor is Lava. And if you take a step back, I think that's it, because it takes all of us back to this great time of like, hey, Floor is Lava, 3, 2, 1, and you get off the floor and you jump around. But also, you know, with all of the terrible crap going on in the world that finds its way to us every single day,
right?
Like, where could there possibly be a better program that just transports you to this place where it's not about politics, it's not about your skin color, it's not about where you're from, it's just about people having fun and being silly. And I think that's the joy of what Netflix has put into this show. And the same people that do, you mentioned Ninja Warrior, the same company that produces Ninja Warrior has been working on seasons 2 and 3. And that's, you know, our goal was to just keep getting bigger and better. And I see where the show can go for years and years to come. And I think it's getting like whole families on it. You know, because I grew up like watching shows like Double Dare. And I thought, like,
absolutely,
when you picked the gigantic nose looking for the flag booger thing, I was like, what could be better? But
now, the
millions of families that watch this every single day. And some kids will watch these shows over and over. And y'all know, like, sometimes your dad jokes, they will go and go and go. And my daughters were watching some of season 3 with me last night. I was trying to just jog my memory on it. And they're like, Dad, that's the corniest joke I've ever heard. And I was like, I know you like it.
I know they're going to give me the rap, but man, have you ever been to a hypnotist where, like, you really understand? Like, there are people that are genuinely hypnotized. How much fun would that be on The Floor is Lava? Like, guys, it really is.
Oh,
lava.
My gosh. That's like, I've not thought about that, John. That's a real twist. Like, you will get across the lava.
How much fun would that be to watch him work it out like that, man? I think it'd be fantastic.
It would be. I'll tell you this. When my daughter asked me to rewind it last night, because she said, Dad, did you just shout in the face? Yeah. Did you see how hard her face is? She's like, Dad, I don't. Yeah, I got a channel. KC's Finest, Rob Riggle. I was like, I didn't mean to just let that flow, but that's all I could think. It's just, you know what? I say, let's get you on there with a hypnotist. Maybe Clint can be on your team, and if you guys lose, I get the Mercury.
That's right. That's right. Hey, listen, you ever do a Jagoff Disc Jockey Morning Show, guys? Like, you let me know, I'm in.
Done. Maybe that's season four.
All right, listen, Rutledge, dude, tell Boyer I said, hey, when next time you see him, and man, absolutely, you get to Kansas City, it's all on me, everything. I'll take you out to dinner, it'll be a good time.
I can't wait. You boys are the best. Thanks for having me.